Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Words, share number 103. In the book Positive Word Power, brings an anecdote here, how sometimes when you are in a store and you see a customer yelling at the cash register person or at a supervisor, someone managing a store, and yelling and screaming at them, and you know how they hire fools and yelling at them. You have this sometimes where you see this. It's very upsetting. You know, sometimes it's in a supermarket, sometimes in other types of businesses where a customer is yelling at an employee, being mavaza them barabim. You see that, and it's a terrible thing to see. And people who do this in such an open way, you know, sometimes you could get upset and you could, file a legitimate complaint or whatever it is, but always with a derech eretz, being kadoshim shamayim. But the yelling and the abuse sometimes that you see, how customers give an employee pain and grief, or by the waiter services, by waiting by a restaurant and abusing the waiter in whatever case it may be, to be very, very careful. It's emotional violence, horrifying emotional violence sometimes against that person. There are times, again, I don't know if I've seen it here and there, you know. I've seen it. It's very upsetting. I'm sure all of you, if you've been around and you had to shop, you had to do different things, you sometimes saw how there was public embarrassing of employees, cash register people, waiters, other people like that. Or you're seeing how an employee yells at an employer, or vice versa, employer at an employee, and so on and so forth. Sometimes the damage could be so graphic that sometimes the onlookers, they're like so embarrassed. They turn away. They don't want to view the victim's shame. What motivates someone to attack so viciously? There could be many reasons, but one reason a lot is arrogance. There's an arrogance there. You know, that your standards, your expectations, you're the one that must be met. Everyone who fails that has to pay. And even though those incidents are very terrible, very graphic, it's not so unique. It's a common aspect of Einos Devarim. The underlying a lot of our Einos Devarim, when we commit it, is the belief that the things should be done our way. In that degree, we succumb sometimes to that degree of arrogance. We trust our judgment above that of others, especially when we believe it to be beneath us in experience or our intelligence. And because of this sense of superiority, we don't care how the other one is impressed by us. We don't care if they think of us as tough or difficult. And for some people, that's actually a compliment. There are many people that act tough or rude or obnoxious and yelling and screaming. Not only they don't care about what the other person's thinking, they feel good about that. It's a compliment to be, you know, perceived as that tough person. However, a person who states their point softly, gently, they exhibit the opposite trait. That is humility. It's clear from the demeanor of a humble person by talking softly and gently that they don't consider themselves superior to anyone else. That he or she understands that the advantages and assets that are given to you are gifts from Hashem. They're bestowed for the purpose of doing good for this world. See, that's what idea that really the emuna is the key to everything, and a lack of emuna is a problem. And the emuna of recognizing that all the gifts that Hashem gives you are gifts to you, are gifts to you. So then if you really believe that and you work on that, then not only does the person accomplish as much as that hard-driving, tough-talking individual, but they accomplish even more and have a greater influence. Because the words, even when they have reproach, are chosen with respect that you have for another human being. And that really resonates. So the commitment of listening to what we just learned just now is that to say to yourself that I'm going to pay attention to thoughts such as, I'm not putting up with this, or other such phrases that denote entitlement, and try to replace them with thoughts reflecting humility. You know, that I'll deal with it, to treat each other with respect, and so on and so forth. So it's very important also, you have sometimes employers. Employees could be very, very tough. And He feels they're well-trained. He feels that other people, they're doing what, you know, their good job because of the fact that he's so tough. And I'm not saying sometimes it's necessary to be, you know, strong. You can't let things just slip away. But if you do it in an excessive way that borders on abuse, that will backfire. Very often their most valuable assistants and employees will leave them. But again, generally they don't mind, because even if he's looked at as a tyrant, but that's the way to succeed. The truth is, like we said, you need a healthy balance. An employer has a right to expect healthy work ethic from their employees, but not for the purpose of dominating and controlling. People who need to feel that they need to dominate others, so they have a lust for power, but they instead cover it up with socially acceptable coverings. For example, a doctor may dominate the nurses and staff under him, believe what he's doing, but he's going to say in his brain, it's because the patient's lives are at stake. Or the public official will be abusive, but he's going to say to himself, well, I'm responsible for the welfare of the city. Or a businessman may justify his arrogance by saying millions of dollars are resting on his decisions. Okay, it's not just high-powered careers. Even lower positions, a school bus driver may enjoy a sense of power that he or she has over the passengers. But he's telling himself, I'm motivated by their safety. A domineering parent also can convince themselves, I'm acting for the benefit of my children. In the meantime, there's excessive control there. So each justifies themselves with the thought that their realm of influence is so important, so essential, that there's no time for contradictions or errors. But however, a person who seeks to dominate others is motivated by one goal. The strength that they see others bow to his or her will, cower in their presence, and very often those individuals will use verbal abuse, temper tantrums, harshness, and everyone will defer to them out of fear. But that's not the real way of doing things. That doesn't show real respect based on wisdom and ability of long term by being a mensch. So the individual who needs to dominate others lacks awareness of the dignity and feelings of others. They think they have a right to step on other people's toes to accomplish their goals. And this, someone locked in such a mode, that sense of entitlement and that arrogance, will be more likely to spew out, you know, as dvarim, into whatever they do, polluting their mouth and polluting all the channels of their communication. For this, we always have to remember what Pirkei Aveh says. Perek, Dalid, Mishnah, Aleph. Ezo gibber ha-kayvish es yitzray. Who is strong? What's the answer? You control yourself. Controlling others is easy. Especially if you have certain personality types. It's very easy. It's much easier than facing your own flaws, facing your own negative habits, and making an effort to try to conquer them and recognize the humanity and the feelings of other people. That's the first step of a lasting real power. So to remember what we just said here is to say to yourself that if I have the tendency to dominate others, I will monitor my interactions more carefully. I will tone down my responses and try, even as I am, you know, I may be only play acting at first, but to practice it, to speak with more humility, and ultimately that humility will be felt in the heart as well. So what we're talking here is very, very important. To have emunah that your gifts are from Hashem. To have emunah that everyone is a tzelem aleichem. And therefore you treat each other with derech eretz. And you wield more influence by doing good in the world. By healthy words. By supportive, positive action. Not by the reverse. Not by the need to domineer. Not by the means of controlling. That's true whether you're an employer or employee or a parent or a husband or a wife. And we all need to work on this. And Met Hashem, we'll have a lot of Siyata Dishmaya. We have to believe in the power of healthy, beautiful words. And to remove the negative, toxic modes of harsh words coming from arrogance and sense of entitlement. The emunah creates humility. True emunah in Hashem creates true humility. That's not self-bashing. That's just recognizing you have gifts and you use it wisely. and you could accomplish a tremendous amount and influence people in the most beautiful way if you know how to use your words in a healthy way. Bracha v'atzlacha.